This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, July 8, 2018, the sixth Sunday after Trinity, by Father William Doc Holliday.
When I am weak, then I am powerful. May the words of my mouth, meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Those words from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. When I am weak, then I am powerful. They seem contradictory, yet they are not. What they do is they take us beyond our human perception of things. We have a human perception of what weakness is and what strength is. When you look at a crucifix, you see from a human standpoint, and our Lord was chastised as he hung on that cross by the "Save yourself, come down from there," spitting on him, chiding him. From a human standpoint, our Lord Jesus Christ was a tremendous loser. He let people push him around. He didn't fight. He didn't let his apostles fight for him. From a human standpoint, a loser. With the cross, there has never been a more strong, brave, courageous, and consequential thing that has ever happened on the face of this planet or in the universe. If our Lord had brought the 12 legions of angels down that he said he could have, and they laid waste to everyone who was assaulting him, you'd have a bunch of dead people, and from a human perspective, there, that's what I'm talking about. Those angels down here, kick some tail. Guess what? From a human perspective, yeah. But if that had to happen, heaven and earth would still be separated. Our Lord's hanging on the cross, that work of strength, that letting people push him around, it reconciled the supernatural with the natural. It reconnected heaven and earth. It gave us the opportunity to be able to get to heaven that we did not have before our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was weak, then he was really powerful. The same thing applies to us. At second reading today from St. Paul, St. Paul's dealing with life. He's got something going on, and we don't know what it is. He's got something going on that he refers to as a sting in the flesh. Most English translations say a thorn in the flesh. But in the original, it's a sting, something very uncomfortable. An angel of Satan to buffet me. And yes, God will allow Satan to do things in this world to fulfill God's will. Read the book of Job. That's how it starts out. God gives the devil permission to assault Job to the point where he said, but don't kill him. There are parameters that God will put in place to ensure that even Satan does not cross him. This is not a matter of Satan doing what he wants and God trying to prevent it. Satan does what God says, as do the demons. He is the God of all. This messenger of Satan, Satan means adversary, something that's it's buffeting Paul to keep him from doing what he's supposed to be doing, sharing the gospel, missions. And he thinks, from a human standpoint, I got to get rid of this. From a human standpoint, this has got to go away because it's really messing with my effectiveness. God will not have anyone, even the Apostle Paul, walking around saying, it's my effectiveness that's working this advance of the kingdom of God in this world. So God, nope. You know what, Paul? You're going to deal with it. Actually, the writing suggests in the tenses, if you're a grammarian, for those of you who like things like this, it's the aorist tense. the writing suggests that this thing that Paul has going on is relatively permanent. And also that Paul has stopped praying for himself, because it says in there that I prayed for this three times. He does not mean three arithmetically. Three times in Hebrew numerology, I pray for this a lot. I prayed for this constantly. I don't want this thing. I want it gone. And our Lord finally says, my grace is sufficient for you. Our entire faith is centered upon the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you think for one moment that you have the strength and the power to get yourself into heaven by doing this, doing that, saying rosaries, going to Mass every day and all this, if you think it's on you, you are sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken. It's the grace of God that brings you here. It's the grace of God that empowers you to do those things. And then they are effective when they are associated with His grace. God, as I said before, He will not even have His apostles walking around saying, oh, you know, I need to be free of this because, you know, I need to do this. No, Paul, I'm doing it. My grace is sufficient for you. And you know how you're going to prove it to everybody that my grace is sufficient for you? You are going to be weakened. I'm going to weaken you. I'm going to humble you. I'm going to humiliate you, Paul. He said before, we don't know what this is. I point out frequently that the Holy Spirit never puts anything in Scripture just because, to make things sound churchy or to fill up some space. That's not how He works. However, when He leaves something out, the same thing applies. Why didn't He tell us what it was? There's all kind of conjecture as to what it was, a physical thing, a moral thing. Guess what? Doesn't make any difference. Holy Spirit left it blank because He wants you to fill in your blank. Because if this was just about Paul, it would just have been God and Paul, and it wouldn't be in Scripture for us to read. This is how we are supposed to deal with problems in this life, no matter what they may be, is to give it over to God and understand that it is His grace that sustains us through things, that it is His grace, as I said before, empowers us to be pious, to be holy, to get closer to Him. We're too weak to do that. It's impossible for us to do that. He's God. We're not. Supernatural versus natural. We can't cross the bridge without the grace of Jesus Christ. That's what He's talking about. And it's proven to us when He humbles us frequently. A lot of people approach this passage and others when it talks about things like this. Well, you know, that means you just have to deal with stuff. It's actually more profound than that. It's not just dealing with stuff, it's coping with it. And not coping with it the way we talk about oh, you need some coping skills. Because if you have coping skills that you learn, that's you. What Jesus Christ is saying when He says, my grace is sufficient for you, is that there's no question in anybody's mind that I am the one working through you in this situation, and I'm going to prove it to everybody by using the weak things in this world, which is us. Paul doesn't say, I'll just deal with it. This is why you can't simplistically approach it with that. I'm just going to deal with it. Not only does he deal with it, he actually embraces it. He says, and I quote, I please myself in my infirmities, in my reproaches, necessities, persecutions, distresses. Now think about that list right there. Everything that I just said or what we prayed, I don't want any of that. I please myself in my infirmities. Oh, I don't want to feel bad. God, take this away. Make me feel better. Make me healed. Make the doctors tell me it's nothing serious. Please, God, take it away. Oh, no, I don't want it. Do we want it in our humanity? No. Every now and then, God says, my grace is sufficient for you. You deal with it. So as opposed to take it away, St. Paul has come to the point, and we should come to the point of it, where I please myself in my infirmities. Thank you, Lord, that you let me know that I am a mortal being. Thank you, Lord, that I'm rich, but you have let me know that I have no control over even how I feel. Please yourself in infirmities, reproaches, I'm never coming back to that parish because this person said this to me. I don't like what Father said about this. I don't like the color of the carpet. You know, whatever. Yeah, there are all kinds of reasons people use to not come back to Mass. All right? Reproaches. I please myself in reproaches. How many people here? Oh, they just torqued me off so bad when they said that. I'm pleased at that. That's not our nature. We don't act like that. We are supposed to. Necessities. I want this. I want that. I need that. Oh, God, give that to me. Because if I have it, I'll be able to do so many great things for the kingdom. Please yourself in your necessities. We can never get enough stuff. I want $1 million. If you had $1 million, guess what you'd do? You'd want 2, or 10, or 100. It's never enough, ever. Persecutions, distresses, same thing. St. Paul, he puts this list out because he dealt with all of these things. So I said earlier, some of us, pray God you just have one thing that you have to deal with in life. Most have more. And as you get older, you get a whole lot more. You deal with kids' stuff. You deal with physical illness stuff. You deal with just getting older. No fun. You deal with all these things. All right? You're going to deal with a lot. His grace is sufficient for you. All these things, illnesses, defects of whatever kind, even mortal sin. What? God doesn't want you to sin? No, he doesn't. He doesn't want you to, but he will use your sin to let you know how far short you fall from what he expects of you. He does not want you to sin, but he will use it. That's how great he is. He can use our mortal sins to humble us, to make us come back to him on our faces. That's what the confessional is for. So even mortal sins God uses. I can't believe you said that. I didn't say it. St. Thomas Aquinas says it. The angelic doctor. God will use your mortal sins to humble you, to bring you to him. That's how we cope with things, relying on God. And it's not relying on him to take it away. It's because guess what? Unfortunately, got to be the wet blanket again today. Some of the stuff you deal with in your life isn't going away. Ever. Ever. Lose a loved one. Guess what? You're going to deal with that the whole rest of your life. Okay? Illnesses. Some you are going to deal with for the rest of your life. Even if you can abate them for a while, it's always hanging over the back of your head. Okay, I'm going to my annual checkup. What am I going to hear this time? It's not going away. His grace is sufficient for you. Not a grace of taking it away, but giving you the grace to not only live with it, but to acquiesce to it, because you should understand and appreciate that it's his will in your life. And this applies across the board to everything. Physical stuff, relational stuff, financial stuff, name your poison. These things that we deal with, his grace is sufficient for us. And he's going to let you know that you're not going to fix it. But he will enable you to not just deal with it, but primarily his grace is sufficient to preserve us from consenting to sin in these issues. Because all of those issues that I listed, infirmities, reproaches, necessities, they are near occasions of sin. They drive people from the church all the time. Like I said, in our day, people are just looking for an excuse why they don't fulfill their Mass obligations or their holy days of obligation. Always looking for an excuse. And if one of these things come, oh, I didn't feel well today. I'm not talking about when you're really sick and you can't get up and go to church because you don't want to spread everything around everybody else. You don't want to share. Okay? I appreciate that. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking, I just don't feel good. I'm tired. I'm just worn out. Because once you do that, it will get easier and easier and easier to do that. And then all of a sudden, I haven't been to Mass in 1.5 years. That's how Satan works, through infirmities. Reproaches. Again, that's just your pride. Somebody says something you don't like, looks at you the wrong way, doesn't agree with you in some aspect of the faith. It's a near occasion of sin. Drives people from the church all the time. Separates them from the grace of Jesus Christ. Because not coming to fulfill your mass obligation is, contrary to what you hear a lot of, is a mortal sin. When you self-consciously don't come to mass. All that list, near occasions of sin. Jesus Christ will empower you. His grace is sufficient to keep you from consenting to these sins when you are tempted. He gives us the power to resist them. I don't feel well, but I'm going to get up and go to church anyway. Then that's a proof that his grace is sufficient. A lot of us look at these things that we deal with in life, we look at them as failures. Oh, I failed. I didn't do this good enough. I didn't do that. That's why God, he's punishing me. He's disciplining. No, he's not. He's trying to fill you with grace. He's trying to fill you with grace through these things. So when you get one or one added to what you're already dealing with, he's just trying to add more grace to you. You need to cooperate with that. You're not a failure. You're not a failure. St. Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei, says, in speaking of this particular passage, he says, so you fail. You, Catholics, be convinced of it. You can never fail. That's a human perspective. This is not a quote. That's the human perspective of which he talks. You know, I fail. Human perspective. St. Jose Maria says, you be convinced of it can never fail. You haven't failed. You've acquired experience. Now move on. That's our Catholic life. We deal with the day-to-day issues. Some horrendous, some not so, but still issues with which we struggle, with which we do not want to struggle, and we ask him to take them away. But occasionally, regularly, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Struggle with your illness. Struggle with your pride. Struggle with your financial problems. Struggle with your rebellious kids or the spouse who to love, honor, and cherish, and you don't even want to be in the same room. My grace is sufficient for you. Fix it. Work through it. You're acquiring experience. Move on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.